10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, good day, good day. This is your host, Ori Reem of Psalm 91 Dispatch. I have been on here for a little bit. Lots of stuff going on in my life right now and just trying to get things figured out. So this is on my heart right now. It's definitely something I'm going through right now. Are you struggling right now? Are you really struggling to find peace in your heart? To find the things of God? Do you feel like you're kind of almost separated from the love of God? I just want to let you know that you're not. Okay? And going through these times is perfectly normal. As a Christian, you will go through times where you feel absolutely at peace and close with God. And then there's times where you may be going through a correction period where the Lord is addressing sin in your life and he's saying, you know, I'm not happy with this. You need to get it out of your life if you want to walk with me. The beauty of all this walk is it's all free will. So, you know, we can stay in these seasons as long as it takes or as short as it takes. But essentially, I just want to pray with you today because honestly, I need prayer right now. And, you know, I go to church and stuff, but, you know, I'm working nights right now and I'm not able to go to church. So I figured let's make a church out of this right now. So Father God, I just confess, Lord, that, you know, I've had some very negative thoughts, judging others, and lustful thoughts. And just negative thoughts, just a lot of negative thoughts. And I mean, neglecting my Christian duties, you know, not reading the Bible enough, not praying enough. So Lord, I just, I come to the foot of the cross and I just ask you, Lord, will you please forgive me of these sins? I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You see, when we make those prayers to the Father, he cleanses us of all sin. And in the Old Testament, you know, they had to sacrifice, you know, their choice livestock or whatever the person could afford at the time to get themselves cleansed from sin. I mean, you just look back in Deuteronomy and like Exodus and all those older, like the book of Moses, the books of Moses, and you see the process that they had to go through just to get their sin cleansed. It was quite a process. We are very fortunate enough to have Jesus Christ where it doesn't take any time at all. You know, it just takes recognition and it takes, it just takes being humble, right? Being humble, coming to the foot of the cross and saying, you know what, I messed up. I've had a couple things happening to me lately. Some events that, you know, I completely didn't act like a Christian at all. I lashed out. I got upset. But, you know, back in the past, I used to dwell on that stuff for a long time. I used to let it defeat me. But I guess I'm getting better at it because I bounce back a whole lot faster. And that's just kind of like my message I want to say is, you know, even if you trip and fall, maybe it's that sin that you're struggling with, just get back with the Lord. Just keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Don't stop praying and don't stop reading your Bible, okay? Even if you're, you know, maybe you're mad at God. Maybe you're, you know, I've been there, okay? And, you know, it's just, I believe with my whole heart that God wants you to be honest with him. He knows everything anyway, so you might as well be honest. If you're mad at him, tell him that you're mad with him. Then talk to him honestly about it. And, you know, ask for the Holy Spirit to come in and do his work because honesty is really the freedom that's going to set you free. You know, it is the blood of Jesus, but we need to be honest to get our sins cleansed, right? You know, I lashed out at a friend because I don't really like divulging this information, but I'm not going to say his name. But, you know, I've helped him quite a bit in the past. And, you know, he's asking for money again. And, man, he got me at a really bad time. A really bad time because I was dealing with something personal in my life at the time, and I wasn't even thinking of, like, my mind was so far from God at that point. I was in the clouds, man. My head was in the clouds, and boy, oh boy, I let him have it. I lashed out at him, but, you know, part of the things that I told him was the truth. I might have been a little bit rude, but I feel like, I don't know if the word justified is the word I'm looking for, but it was like, I've been praying to God. I'm like, you know, God, remove the people out of my life that you don't want me to have in my life. And like all these situations have been coming up, just they kind of start manifesting. And all of a sudden I'm faced with this thing that I need to deal with. And it kind of puts my mind at ease knowing that, like, okay, like I said my piece. You know, in that conversation, I was able to tell him what I've been wanting to tell him for years. That I was sick and tired of being taken advantage of. And that's what he was doing. He's been taking advantage of me for many, many years. He comes in with a sob story. You know, I have no money, I can't eat, all this stuff. And so, you know, I'll give him the money. And he doesn't pay me back. I mean, he won't pay me back. And, you know, the Bible is very clear that, you know, don't expect to get the money back. Don't ask for it. I never have. Okay? Never have. And I never even mentioned that money at all. I mentioned it on here now, which may be wrong, but for the sake of this conversation, I think it's important. So after this, you know, he got really upset. He's like, you know, you better watch how you're talking to me, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot. But I told him, I said, you know, if you don't help yourself, you know, nothing's going to change. And that's so very true with the Christian walk. If you don't put the effort out with God, he's just going to, he can't move in your life. He can't reach you. He can't get to that place with you and transform your life because you're not allowing him to do that. You know, our pride in this day and age is so high. God must be really shaking his fist at a lot of us because he's like, man, oh man, if you don't clean up your life and do what I called you to do, you know, I'm shutting the lights off, if you know what I mean. And I think a lot of us need to really consider these words and really, I mean, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. So the same God in the Old Testament is in the New Testament. And I think people get this watered down version of God, like, oh, he's merciful, he'll forgive me. I mean, don't play with God. Don't play with God. Fear him. If you fear him more than anything else, you're on the right track. That's the beginning of the wisdom. But, you know, even in your during the day, you can talk to him as you go through the day, ask him questions. This is something I've been practicing, and I feel like I'm more connected with him now because I'm, you know, sometimes it's in my head and sometimes it's out loud. Or I'm at work and I just talk to him and ask him questions or just be like, oh, isn't this interesting, Lord? And stuff like that. You know, you're developing that relationship, and I think it's really important. If you're still on this earth, then there's still hope for you. Okay? Don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep thrusting your sword into the enemy. Do not stop. Because the battles ahead are going to get heavy. Okay? We have, I mean, going on in the world scene right now, the Jewish people, they have conducted or they have built a platform where they can sacrifice one of their heifers. And to my understanding, this is like one of the steps towards the third temple. And I was talking to another brother about this, and I said, you know, everybody's expecting the third temple to be built, but what if the third temple is simply our temple? You know, Satan's going to come in and establish himself in our temple. I should have the scripture in front of me, but I don't. You know, what if that temple is us? Because we are the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of God. Our body is the temple of God, and we're under the new covenant. What if this mark of the beast is the new temple where Satan can come in and have his way with people? They can control them the way he wants. And that's essentially what he wants. He wants to control everybody. He doesn't want anybody to have any choices. He wants you to be a slave. And people are out there selling their souls for money, fame, fortune, for a few years of pleasure. You know, we have created this monster system on this earth, and it's rising up. We see the beast rising up. And I just, you know, it's crazy to think that this is happening right now. Because I can remember as a young Christian reading in the book of Revelation, you know, about the Antichrist and, you know, the seals and the judgments and all this stuff. And there's one other thing I want to kind of bring to your attention is this whole rapture thing is getting, I think a lot of people are deceived with this rapture. I don't have the scripture in front of me. I should, but I'll talk about it on another day when I'm more organized. But essentially what I'm saying, if you read the scriptures on the rapture, it talks about how God's going to remove, there's the wheat and the tares. So we are the wheat and the people of people who love the earth, who love the devil, who basically on the side of the devil, are the tares. And what happens is the wheat and the tares, you cannot tell them apart when they're growing together until it's ready for harvest. And then when it's harvest time, the tares will actually stick up higher and they'll droop over a little bit. And that's when they take the tares out, because the devil came around and he sowed seeds in with the wheat. And we're seeing that in the churches right now. We have all these tares in the churches, but now God's lighting people on fire right now. But there's also a false presence of, I mean, it's a darkness, but it's deceitful. It's lying signs and wonders and powers and stuff. So it talks about how he's going to take up the tares and burn them. And then he'll take the wheat into his barn. So when you read that scripture, he's saying he's going to deal with the tares first. And then he's going to take the wheat and put it in his barn. What part of that do you not understand to think that, oh yeah, we're going to be coming out of this? No, we're not. We are going through the tribulation. And just like God did in Exodus with his people for 40 years in the desert, he fed them supernaturally, manna from heaven. He also fed them quail, I think it was quail, because they were mad at God because, you know, oh, we missed the meat, you know, we want the meat. And then all of a sudden God brought them quail. And the interesting part about the manna, you know, it was manna from heaven. It was supernatural food. And they would wake up every morning and they would gather it 6 days out of the 7 days. But on the sixth day, they would gather twice as much so that on the Sabbath they could rest. They wouldn't have to do that because, you know, even the heavenly hosts were taking a break. Even the heavenly hosts were practicing the Sabbath. So back with the tares and the wheat and the tares. So a lot of Christians are thinking that, you know, this rapture is going to come, save them, and they're not going to have to endure any struggle, any pain. Nothing's going to... They're so far and so deceived. I mean, the whole rapture doctrine was introduced by a... What do you call that guy? I'm trying to remember his name. It's like an organization. I just can't remember right now. Not the Catholic Church, but the Jesuits. So a Jesuit priest, I think it was a Jesuit priest, introduced the rapture doctrine. Okay, there was ties to him in that, and I have to get the information, but I've looked into this stuff for years and years because it fascinated me. But if you want to watch a very good video, basically taking the Word of God and describing it as to why there's not going to be a rapture before the tribulation, I'm not saying there's not ever going to be a rapture. There's going to be a rapture after the tribulation. But the same way that God fed his people in the desert for 40 years, he's going to do it in these days because we're not going to be able to buy, sell, trade, or anything. We're not going to have any of that. And I know a lot of people are physically storing up food, and that's great. But God's going to provide for his people supernaturally, just like manna from heaven and probably other things. I'm sure. I mean, there's so many things going on in the Old Testament. I'm only in Deuteronomy right now, and I'm really being blown away by some of the stuff. Like, he even talks about how he preserved their clothes and the sandals on their feet. For 40 years, they never needed any other clothes. They had one pair of clothing for 40 years. Supernatural. So we can expect the same thing. And I want you to expect the same thing. To have that faith to believe that God can do this. Because a lot of this stuff is according to your faith level and what you believe is possible. Once you start believing what the Word of God says and that the Word of God is true, you're going to start witnessing the power of God in your life. You're going to start witnessing what he's doing. And that is so very, very powerful. So let's do some prayer. Let's do some warfare. I think it's really needed right now. I need it. I need it right now. So, you know, sit down, get comfortable. Let's do some warfare. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father, for the roof over my head. Thank you for the food in my fridge. Thank you for the vehicle I drive. Thank you for the job I have. Thank you for the family I have. Thank you for the friends that I do have. Thank you for all the things that you've blessed me with. Thank you. Thank you for the breath in my lungs and the health that I have. Thank you for my cat. Thank you for all the opportunities I have to preach the Word of God and to reach out to those people with the Word of God. And Lord, I just pray. I pray right now for the full spiritual armor that you have supplied to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel peace. And we stand armed and ready for battle in Jesus' name. So Father, I ask for two warring angels for me and anybody listening in Jesus' name. To protect us from all the wiles and the attacks of the devil and his demons or the fallen angels in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray right now that you uproot, bind, chain, destroy all plans and all deceitful works of the enemy in our lives. Father, in Jesus' name, we break those now in Jesus' name. We come in agreement and we break them now in Jesus' name. And we pray for your perfect peace, Lord, over our minds, over our hearts, over our finances, over our jobs, over our personal life, over our friends, our cousins, our neighbors. We pray, Lord, that whatever community we're living in, we pray for your spirit, your presence to be there in Jesus' name. And Lord, I commission a platoon of angels, warring angels, ready for battle, to be positioned and at the ready anytime that we need them in Jesus' name. And into our communities to fight against the demonic powers that are raging. They're raging, Lord. We can see that in the world right now. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just believe, Lord, that you are opening the barrier, that spiritual dimension that's above our heads. You are breaking that off. You are breaking it open in Jesus' name. There's a demonic realm that's above our heads that's preventing our angels from coming up and down. Lord, we pray and believe now that you're breaking that off in Jesus' name, that you're destroying it now in Jesus' name. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for your perfect presence, your perfect love. And Lord, I just bow my knee to you. I bow my knee to you in the spiritual realm. And I just say, Lord, I am yours. You do with me whatever you want, Lord. And Lord, I just please forgive me, Lord, if I have put my will in front of yours. I ask that you please forgive me in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask, Lord, we just pray for our churches that we're a part of, or our online churches, if we're listening to online churches instead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for a wall of Holy Spirit fire protection around our churches, around all of our spirit-filled congregation, or even those that are thinking about getting saved. And Lord, we just ask that you uproot any witch, any warlock, any satanic workers that are infiltrated in the church, that are hiding, that are deceitful, that maybe are part of the church, maybe they're in management, maybe they're in, you know, whatever form they may take. Father, we ask that you expose them, and we pray, Lord, that your love pierces their hearts and souls and spirits and minds so that they can get saved. We pray for your power, your presence, and your love to invade their space. And we just bind and cage all demonic forces that they're using to attack the church in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for a platoon of angels to be loosed of warring angels, Father, over our churches to protect the churches right now. So, because it is so very vital we protect the churches and the congregation. And Father, please protect the pastors, the worship leaders who have a very important job to stirring up the presence of the Lord and teaching the congregation of his ways. We just pray, Lord, for a wall of Holy Spirit fire protection around them at all times in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you protect their children, their family, their friends, their home, their bank accounts, their email, Facebook, everything, Lord. We just ask for protection and all those things. And we pray, Lord, that you just do your work inside of us. Help us to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Help us to be more sensitive to your word. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just cancel all demonic attacks in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cancel all curses, versus spells, incantations, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, any satanic chanting, spells, conjuring, spiritism. We break that now. We bind and cage those demons that are using this against us. We bind and cage them now. We command them to leave now in Jesus' name. We command them to go now in Jesus' name. And we pray Holy Spirit fire on their heads until they leave in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit fire on their heads. Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because Lord, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. For the people of the earth shall know that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you uproot and destroy the workers of iniquity out of the church. and you get them to repent. You bring them to a place of repentance, Lord, because we don't want to see anybody go to hell. We don't want to see anybody go there, but we know that hell is real. And if you don't have the blood of Jesus to cover your sins, you're going to go there. So, Lord, we just pray for everybody in the churches and the families, the communities. And we just pray, Lord, that you destroy the drugs, that you bring justice to the gangs that are running the streets, that are getting the young people involved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for these young people that are, you know, they're being bombarded, Lord, with just a demonic horde of sin in the world right now. And Lord, we just pray for protection over them and all of them in Jesus' name. And we just pray for your perfect peace, your love, your strength upon them. And Lord, I just pray for dreams, visions, signs, wonders to be released to all the people listening, to all their families, friends, loved ones. And Lord, I just pray and believe now, Lord, that your presence is falling right now. It's falling upon the people, that your anointing is falling, that you're releasing blessings in this hour, that you're giving us light and strength to overcome the powers of the devil in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, we're going to fight. We're going to fight to the bitter end. Lord, we're bringing the battle to the enemy in Jesus' name. We do that through our worship. We do that through our spiritual warfare. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there's any spirits of fear, we bind and cage them now in Jesus' name. And I command them to leave now in Jesus' name. I come in the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross, who was resurrected on the third day, and now seated at the right hand of the Father. That name, Jesus, has power over you, you wicked, foul spirit. I bind and cage you, spirit of fear, and I command you to go now. You go now, in Jesus' name. You go now, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, fire on your head. White hot Holy Spirit, fireballs from heaven on your head until you leave, in Jesus' name. You are not welcome. You are going to leave, in Jesus' name. And we call warring angels into the room to arrest you and to make you go in Jesus' name. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we just thank you, Lord, for removing that spirit of fear. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us peace in our hearts and helping us to not have any fear or worry. Praise you, Father, for you are the Almighty. You are the Most High God. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Father of Glory. You are the Father of Mercies. You are holy. You are just. You are perfect. You are righteous. You are true. You are a triune being. And Father, that same Holy Spirit is in us, Lord, and we're not going to let the devil win today. No, we're taking back territory from the devil and right now in Jesus' name. So Father, in Jesus' name, any demonic forces that are attacking your night right now, I bind and cage them now. And we command them to go in Jesus' name. We command them to go. And if they don't go, we pray for a Holy Spirit fire from heaven to burn their heads, to burn their souls, to burn their spirits. Well, they don't have souls. Burn their spirits, to burn them up, Lord, to put them in screaming agony in Jesus' name until they leave us alone. We just pray this in Jesus' name, and we just proclaim a Holy Spirit wall of fire around our properties, around our businesses, around our jobs, around everything in Jesus' name. And we cancel all curses, verses, spells, and incantations in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just pray, Lord, that you light this audience on fire for you, Lord, that you give them a passion that will never fail and never be quenched. That, Lord, no matter what we go through, we're going to praise your name. And I praise you, Lord, because I'm in a storm right now, but I praise you because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. If you died for me, I can die for you. That's the reality of the situation. And I will, most likely will, but maybe I'll be lucky enough. Maybe I'll be translated up to heaven like Enoch was. Wouldn't that be incredible? I mean, there's nothing too great for the Lord. But if you want to be one of those people, I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to take back, we just need to get back in control here, man. Okay, so Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for the nation of Canada. And I just pray, Lord, that you just bring judgment, either remove. I can't remember how that one prayer that guy was talking about. Sorry. We just pray, Lord, that you just bring judgment upon the heads of Parliament in Canada that are stripping the rights of the people. We pray, Lord, that you rise up politicians, lawyers, that will go into these systems, that will go into the Parliament and take back the country for the people. And we just pray, Lord, that you destroy and demolish. We just take authority over this carbon tax. We just pray and believe, Lord, that you're going to have your way with a carbon tax, that you're going to remove it. You're going to destroy it and abolish it, and then it'll be no more. And we pray, Lord, that you get the presence back, that you get the authority back in Canada, in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for all the children and all the young adults that are in the schools right now. We just pray for a hedge of protection around their minds, their thoughts, and their hearts. And we just pray, Lord, that you please protect them, Lord. Please protect them from the agendas of these wicked, wicked people who are trying to indoctrinate the children. They're trying to indoctrinate the young adults into thinking a certain way, into walking a certain way, to talking a certain way. They're such hypocrites, Lord, because they'll do anything to get their way, and it's scary to watch. But Lord, we just pray for these young ones. And Lord, if there's anybody being abused at home, we just pray for just a wall of protection around them in Jesus' name. And we just pray for your love and your peace upon all the children of the world, Lord. Those that are caught in sex trafficking, those that are being tortured and mutilated, Lord, we just pray for them right now. We pray for their protection over them, Lord, because this is the reality. This is happening right now. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that there's, you know, underground bunkers and all kinds of things with people locked in cages. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we loose warring angels, platoons, and legions of angels from heaven to go into those places, to expose them, to rise people up that are powerful to release these children, to release these people out of these cages. We pray that the people who built these things are brought to judgment. We pray that the people who pay for these services, that drink the blood of the innocent, to eat the flesh, we pray for the judgment of God to fall upon their head in Jesus' name, because God will not be mocked in Jesus' name. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, there is nothing too great or too awesome for you. Lord, we will have no fear. We will stand here and we will fight for our brothers and sisters that have no voice, that are locked up in cages, that are crying out for mercy, that don't know how to pray. We pray, Lord, right now for them. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask for you to intervene in Jesus' name, because, Lord, you are legally bound to not intervene unless we pray. And when we pray, you're released to do what your will is. And I pray, Father, for your will to be done for these children and these people. And I just pray for the judgment upon the head of every politician, every human being that is partaking in sex trafficking, is partaking in flesh eating, drinking of blood, and all these things, putting children through the fire, teaching people occult knowledge and sciences. Like, Lord, we pray for your judgment to fall upon them and this fear of God to fall upon them in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, we've had enough in Jesus' name. We've had enough, Father. And we need to take this battle back to the enemy in Jesus' name. We need to push back. If we don't push back, who's going to push back? Nobody will. But we need to. We need to take a stand. And we come in an agreement with every Christian right now all over the world that are praying for these children. And we just release warring angels. And we just release opportunities for them to get released and to saved. And I pray, Lord, when these things happen, Lord, that they're televised all over the world, that no matter how much they suppress it, it will not be suppressed. And all those people who are taking part in this, they will be exposed in Jesus' name. And their days of joy and merriment and, you know, let's eat and drink for tomorrow we die, those types of people. You know, and I break that curse over anybody in Jesus' name. I just break it now in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord, that you bring judgment and the fear of God upon their heads in Jesus' name. Father, give them dreams and visions and signs and wonders of hell if that gets them to repent. Because, Lord, we even want these people to repent, these wicked, wicked people, if it's possible, if they're not too far gone. We pray for these people, Lord. We pray for these covens. We pray for these Satanists that they're deluded. They're deluded into thinking that they're going to rule and reign in hell. But they're not. They're going to burn in hell for eternity. Lord, if it's possible, I pray that you save these people. I cry out, Father, in Jesus' name, that you loose warring angels to bring them signs, wonders, visions, miracles, your very presence to enter the room to some of them. I mean, those that are going to be soul winners, I pray, Lord, that you give them special dreams and wonders and visions and all kinds of things to wake them up. And Lord, we pray for all the people practicing Ramadan all over the world right now. Father, we pray in this time that when they're fasting, we pray for a release of dreams and visions upon them in Jesus' name. We pray for your presence and your perfect peace to enter into their lives. And we just pray, Lord, that you just give them the information that they need to believe. Whatever that is. If it's a dream, we pray that they get a dream. If it's certain scriptures they need to hear, we pray that somebody will say those scriptures to them, or they see them on television or on a podcast or anything, Lord. We just release that now in Jesus' name. And we just pray for the perfect peace and love to surround their hearts in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, I just, I pray for, the nation, the city of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for protection over God's chosen people in Jesus' name. And we just pray for your will to be done, Lord. Whatever your will is, I just pray for it to be done. And we just pray, Lord, that any, I just pray for all the spirit-filled Christians throughout the world right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just pray, Lord, that you just rise them up, Lord, to give them power and strength and an ability to withstand the devil and his minions and to fight against these things in Jesus' name. Father, give them strength, give them purpose, give them heart to fight against these things so that they don't overtake them. And we just pray, Lord, that you just guide them to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God, to listen to it, to love it, and all these things in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for the wake up your church, Lord. Those that are deceived, those that don't know what's going on, or they're confused, or maybe they're in a bad church, Lord, we just pray that you open their eyes to see the truth and give them the courage to speak up or to go to another church that's spirit-filled And we just pray for discernment over the Christians right now. We just release discernment and faith like a mustard seed. And we just pray for your perfect presence and peace in all areas of life. And God, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, God. Your fever is broken in Jesus' name. You're going to walk again in Jesus' name. Have faith in me in Jesus' name. Walk, because my blood has covered all. In Jesus' name, and I just pray, Lord, that you loose mantles, end times mantles that you have commissioned and saved for a time like this. I pray that you release them now in Jesus' name upon the people listening and upon all the earth, to those that need it, whether they're ready for it or not. I just pray that the mantle gets released upon their heads, upon their lives, so that the work can be done, Lord. And I just pray that you just help them, protect them. And Lord, I just pray for anybody out there struggling, you know, with their thoughts or their finances or their family. I just pray for comfort over their hearts and minds right now. And I just pray, Lord, that you give them a hunger for the word of God that nothing else can quench in Jesus' name. And I just pray for your perfect peace and presence upon everybody and everything, Lord. Because God, you are so good. And, you know, I don't deserve you, Lord. I don't deserve you. But you died for me anyways. So, Lord, I just thank you for your perfect peace and presence. Thank you for your will over my life. Thank you for just everything you've done for me, God. I love you so much. I love you, Lord. Please prepare us, God. Please prepare us for what's coming. I can just feel in my spirit this heaviness, Lord. Oh, it's coming. Something's coming. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, just please prepare us for this eclipse that's happening. I don't know if anything will happen, or maybe 40 days after, like in Jonah, you know, you say in your word that like a wicked generation is always looking for a sign, but the only thing that they'll be given is the sign of Jonah. When the sign of Jonah was the sun was darkened, and this particular eclipse, you know, it draws an X over the United States. But actually, it draws something else. I don't have it right in front of me. But please forgive me. I've been on night shift, so I only got like five hours of sleep, and I got to stay up all night. So I might have a few podcasts for tonight. I might get into some stuff tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for protection over everybody, Lord. I just really feel this protection needs to be prayed upon everybody right now. And Lord, if there's anybody like struggling with addictions, they want to go out drinking, we just pray, Lord, that you get them to stop. It's just get them to pause and to think about the consequences of doing those things. And Lord, if they're thinking about doing pornography or, you know, inviting somebody over to have premarital sex, we just ask, Lord, that you maybe convict their hearts, so that they pause and maybe not do that stuff, because there's blessings in not committing sin. You know, Deuteronomy 28, you want to go check out the blessings. But right after that, there's the curses. The curses are much longer than the blessings. So there is a lot of incentive to not sin. And it's not the sin that you don't mean to do. Like if you, something slips out of your mouth and you're like, oh, oops, you know, like you still want to repent, but it's habitual sin. It's the stuff that you keep doing and it's like you're locked into it. You know, it's, you know, God has the power to break those things off your life. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray and believe now that you're breaking off addictions right now. You're breaking off addictions. You're breaking off the love of money, the love of power, the love of all these things, Lord, that is not of you. We just pray for a transference of the love of you. Pray for your perfect love to invade our hearts, our souls, and our minds. But, yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. That was a good prayer session. I think I'm just going to end this with a song, which is, I've done this a while, so I got a couple on here. So let's listen to this song here. I hope you enjoy.
To you, O Lord, I call. Do not be deaf to me, my rock. Lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my plea for mercy when I cry to you for help. When I lift my hands toward your holy place. Drawn not away with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace to their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts. Give them according to their work the evil of their deeds, according to the work of their hands. Render unto them their just and due reward. For they do not regard the wonders of the Lord, or the work of his hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more. He will tear them down and build them up no more. No more. Blessed be the Lord. He has heard the voice of my plea for mercy. He is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him. And I am there. Blessed be the Lord. He has heard the voice of my people. Mercy. He is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him. And I am there. My heart exalts. And with my song I give thanks to him. My heart exalts. And with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people. Bless your children. Be their shepherd and carry them forever and forever. Oh. Blessed be the Lord. He has heard the voice of my people. Mercy. He is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am held. Blessed be the Lord. He has heard the voice.